Well, hello. It's been a long time. I'm recording this podcast from my studio. I'm lying down, having a bit of a rest, and that's been the usual for quite a while, as you may have guessed. My blog's been sadly ignored for over a month now, but I've been thinking of you all and missing you. I had thought that I would perhaps need to take what I was going to call a blog sabbatical and take a few months off and just and save my energy for creating things rather than blogging. But I really did miss the connection with you. And so then I struck upon the idea of returning to the podcasts, which I used last year when I was overseas, as you might remember. So I'm going to give that a try as a way to keep blogging and keep the information flowing backwards and forwards, because I've really missed your company. The first thing I really wanted to catch up on is to send my congratulations to everybody who has been selected for the Mackay Libris Awards. There are loads of people who I know follow this blog and who are also members of Book Art Object. Ronnie, Sarah Bond, Fiona Dempster, Karen, also known as Ampersand Duck, Helen Malone, Gail Stiff, and many, many others. So it looks like it'll be a fantastic show up there next month. I want to congratulate you all. That's one thing that's been a bit sad for me has been that in the last sort of little while there have been three fairly major Australian artist books exhibitions with their call-out dates. There's the Manly Library one in Sydney, the Mackay Libris, and the Gippsland Books Beyond Words Book Arts Award. And those really are the three major Australian artist book awards that occur either annually or every second year, and it seems that for some reason the closing date for their call outs falls within about 8 weeks of each other. So I haven't been in a position to prepare work for them or new work, and I wasn't organized enough with a long-term calendar to realize that they were all going to fall together, which is a bit of a shame. So yeah, that's something that I think is a bit of a mistake, really, to have them all falling together like that. But I guess it's not something that they necessarily think about when they're setting their dates. And probably other people have managed to put things together quickly, I don't know. Or they're all just better organised. Anyway, for the future, I have drawn myself up a 2-year calendar so that I can prepare work in advance, and hopefully I'll be in a better position next time these things come around. What I have been doing when I've had a little bit of energy is working on my Book Art Object Edition, and I'm very happy to report that I've finished half of the edition, which is the number that I need to post off. I'm just finishing off their slip cases, and with a bit of luck, I might get to post them off on Friday. We'll see. So that's all for this podcast. Hopefully I'll be back again soon.